the record show that Senator Sackett, Senator Gilman, Senator Ferguson are here. Senator, would you like to testify on House Bill 537? I know that you have an identical bill to this, but since the House bill came over, would you mind testifying on this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I appreciate you taking up the House bill today. Well, like you mentioned, I do have an identical Senate bill in the hopper addressing this particular issue. This bill has passed the House. Is Representative Rusendorf, and he would be here, but he's tied up another committee. I think you have a letter before you, which is written, which came from the city and borough of Sitka, addressing this particular problem. Is the fact that, I guess, boiling it down in simple terms, is that it costs as much to collect our vehicle tax as it does to administer it. So the position that they think it would just as soon repeal that tax and relieve the community of the burden of paying the vehicle tax, when in fact the taxation is not used for any other purpose but to pay the collector. And as I understand, there has been a number of communities that have been grandfathered into the exemption. This particular bill would exempt, would give a local option to exempt communities from that particular vehicle license.
Is there any questions by committee members?
As you understand it, Senator, how broad are motor vehicles? That includes trucks and commercial vehicles and the whole
thing? As I understand...
Or is that the reason that there is the word class by in there? So that if they only wanted to exempt snow machines, they could. Is that right?
No.
Where it says classify and exempt or partially exempt motor vehicles from taxation.
This would give, of course, like as you well know, the authority of the community to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What they're talking about is, in my particular community, that every year we have to not only have vehicle inspection, but in that particular process, we get a sticker, and in order to get present your sticker in order to get your license for your renewal, and that time they charge the tax for the vehicle itself, and the millage rates on that particular, our millage rates are on 3. And the money we collect from that particular procedure goes to the tax collector. What they want is they would like to exempt the people in that community from this tax if they possibly could, but they can't do it unless they
What I was trying to do was get a feel of how far you think the community is going to go with that. Are they going to exempt major pieces of equipment, major trucks, commercial vehicles?
I would think that certainly would be the product of the community, just like the other communities that already are covered by the exemption. So they have not indicated one way or another. And I would rely upon, you know, the municipality or the assembly people to make that decision. Or whether or not they're going to exempt the tax, that would also be the decision. But they're proposing a vehicle to exempt these vehicles from taxation if, in fact, they make that ordinance that would do it.
Mr. Chairman, the reason I'm raising the point is that we debated at the time we were rewriting Title 29 this issue rather extensively. And we had some legal advice that we had to be careful how we wrote the exemption, tax exemption, so we didn't get into a situation where we were excluding certain classes or because we might run the risk of litigation. This particular amendment to Title 29 was not put in the rewrite. It was proposed to be put in the rewrite. It was, as I recall, determined by the legal advisor to be adequate to cover what municipalities could do. But the point I'm trying to raise is that this might allow in Sitka, for instance, they might go in and say all motor vehicles, period, are exempt from taxation. The municipality of X, Y, or Z might say only personal automobiles are exempt from taxation, but trucks, commercial vehicles, etc., will be taxed. and whether that sets up a potential, I would say unfair taxation throughout the state, I don't know. But as I recall from the legislative legal services, they felt that this would take care of it, and it still leaves it as a local option. And I don't know whether anybody from CRA can speak to that or not. They understand what I'm saying. Because the words classify and exempt or partially exempt.
But I would submit that condition exists now, whether we pass this bill or not.
No.
For the ones that have been grandfathered in?
Well, in some communities, that might be true.
Right.
I think in some instances that is true, that Valdez, for instance, does not have a personal property tax. That was something that was in place before the Borough Act and the city was, they were allowed to grandfather it in. And same thing was true with the business license last year. But that's a good point. You're all right.
Is there any further questions? Is there anybody else here that would like to testify in the room?
As a matter of clarification,
would you state your name and who you represent for the record, please?
My name is Mike Worley. I'm the state assessor. I don't know what the intent was here. I don't pretend to know, but the word classified. But we've always wondered about that same language and the language just preceding. This bill. We've always figured as assessors across the state that the word classified really meant no more than to list or account for or put on the records. Now the reason we've said that is because the statutes currently say municipalities may classify boats and vessels, they may classify household furniture, may classify the property of a nonprofit organization and exempt it. They classify historic sites, classify land of nonprofit organizations used for agricultural purposes, and so forth. So it's used quite a bit in here, and as I read it in exactly the same context and using the same language. It does say partially exempt, which to us means that all properties within that certain class would have to be exempted, but they may be exempted of some fraction of the total value. Like I say, I don't know what the intent is, but that's what we've always interpreted the other language.
He's making the point better than I did. Classify and partially exempt, in your opinion then, would not say that we can classify, list, snow machines, three-wheelers, automobiles, and say we're exempting them if you do not exempt trucks. Are you saying that?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Unless it's made clear in the hearing process, and I think this is the last step, then, or in the language of the bill, that it would be our position that classify and exempt would be mean the same thing as we have always considered it to mean, and that is that if you exempt one motor vehicle, you must exempt all motor vehicles, and further, you must exempt all motor vehicles at the same percentage of exemption.
Because 100% is 100%.
100% for all.
Okay, well, then, Senator, obviously, if you had... There's a problem that all assessors deal with, and that is the registered motor vehicle as opposed to the unregistered motor vehicle. There is no registration required for three-wheelers, snow machines, etc., and there's an awful lot of escapement of taxation simply because personal property, in most cases, is self-taxed. They sit down and list all of the things that they have, their personal property, and they send it to the tax assessor. And if they don't list it, there isn't any way he can know unless the guy's his next-door neighbor or something. And I think all tax assessors wrestle with and would say to you, exempt those three-wheelers, exempt those snow machines, because it costs us three times, four times more money to go out and try to enforce a tax law fairly if it says all motor vehicles are going to be taxed. But I think they would say to you, hey, we've got Sealand as our major base down here, and all of their trucks and all of their moving stock and motor vehicles and so on are part of our major part of our economic base, which we want to tax, but we don't want to tax snow machines and three-wheelers. And I know you've heard that argument. But your opinion is that this would not allow the local community to do that unless we wrote it some other way.
There'll be opposition if it went through.
If it came to you for some kind of a clarification, that's what you would have to say.
That's what we'd have to say. It's always been a policy question locally whether or not you want to exempt those motor vehicles or exempt that household furniture. And that's the decision that needs to be made by the local governing body. Once made, then all that property should be taxed or not taxed equally.
Are you saying that we should amend language here?
No, I'm not really saying you should amend the language. All I'm saying is that if it's not amended, then that would be our position. So I guess what I'm saying is that if the sponsor of the bill, if that's not the intention of the bill, then the sponsor might want to amend the language.
Well, I think from without trying to put the words in the sponsor's mouth, he means exempt all motor vehicles, period. That would not include airplanes, as I understand.
Right. Okay. And if that's the case, then I would think the language here is sufficient.
Am I right, Senator?
The same testimony was given outside. The sponsor of the bill was there, and evidently he agrees with what you said. So I just assume that he's still in agreement. The bill's here.
Well, I don't think that term came up on the
no,
outside.
This specific.
No.
You testify that?
I did testify. But the only but that point didn't come up. On that side, we were assuming that the same thing as we assume existing law means, which is the same language.
Okay, but the point I'm trying to raise is that somebody is liable to look at that, some borough attorney is liable to look at that and say, well, it says we can partially exempt, so that means that we can classify and partially exempt. Could mean we say classification is again snow machines, three-wheelers, automobiles, commercial vehicles, etc., saying that's a process of classification. We'll exempt all of these, but we won't exempt that one. And you're saying under this statute that would not be allowed in this language.
That would be our position, our official position as, okay. as the Office of State Assessor, yes.
That's going to have to be a determination made by the city itself.
No, he's saying that it doesn't.
Yeah, okay,
no, what he's saying is that they couldn't have that determination.
What I'm saying is this problem is going to have to be put in the city. It's going to be their problem, this bill passes, that they're going to have to deal with this question. It will be.
What it means, yes, you're right.
Right
that
here.
The city would have to weigh it from this standpoint. If they're trying to get to the ease of collection, and they're trying to get to the point that the collection process, it costs them more money to collect on these kinds of vehicles than they get back from that. They have to weigh it then about how much tax are they losing because they have to exempt all of the motor vehicles. What we were trying to do in the bill in Title 29 rewrite was to get to a position where they could classify certain motor vehicles and say these will not be taxed, but these will. But that isn't really what this says.
Well, the whole thrust of this bill is to remove the problem of having to tax and using those funds to pay the tax collector. Once the community gets to the point where they can put this millage into effect on the vehicles and they're going to make money, I'm sure they will.
Right now, they can't exempt anybody.
I have somewhat of a problem if it's true that no borough can tax motor vehicles once this bill is passed, and that's in the North Slope. We'll have so many trucking firms, and I don't know whether they do tax them or not.
I don't think it says that they may by ordinance exempt them.
That's right.
Oh.
Right. So it
isn't, they wouldn't
it's optional, right?
It isn't a mandate that they won't tax
them. Obviously, wouldn't want to tax them either if they could make a profit on the taxation process.
So someone who's making money now will continue to do so. This bill, they obviously would not want to.
You have a question?
Yeah, but that gets us right back to the whole philosophy of exemptions. Every time we exempt any classification of property, we don't stop taxation. We just transfer that taxation onto another classification of property. And if those exemptions are used because of the cost of administration, I have no problem. But the tax structure in Southeast says that you can live on a $200,000 boat and pay a ridiculously low tax. If you live in a $200,000 house, you pay a very substantial tax. Now, if you say that this thing or that thing, the reason for doing it is administrative cost, I've got no problem. If you say that, then it should have a value on that thing. It should say exempt motor vehicles of less than X dollars. Then you're looking at truly an administrative cost question. But if we're just going to pass another exemption on motor vehicles, I suppose as an airplane operator, I should say we ought to exempt airplanes too.
Mr. Chairman, I may have found it. In fact, it costs more to collect those taxes than it does to put, you know, what we're saying here, this letter from the municipality says, in fact, that the money they collect for the taxes pays the tax collector. So really, why get into this type of scenario? The only person who's losing on this particular bill at this time would be the person who's collecting the taxes. He won't have a job.
Well, I agree with you, because that's what you're aiming at.
That's the whole basis of
what it is. But that's not what the effect is going to be under his interpretation on a major trucking fleet. You're going to say that now the taxes that are paid by a major trucking fleet are going to be paid by a homeowner in the community. Because everything that you stop taxing under any of these exemptions is paid for by a business or a homeowner.
If in fact there was C-Land or someone else had this rolling stock in a borough, and they were seeing a considerable amount of taxation off this procedure, they certainly are not going to appeal it. But if this operation is in Juneau and we're in Sitka, we don't have the ability to tax those people, so we're not going to be interested in collecting just the amount to cover the collection for fees.
But what he's saying is you can't classify. But you can't make any differentiation.
We're not trying to do that.
Between a $100,000 truck and a $5,000 car. So the guy that owns a $100,000 truck, if Sitka takes the action that's allowed here, the guy with a $100,000 truck is not going to pay any taxes on the truck. And the result is that somebody living in a house is going to pay more taxes.
No. Not if it costs the same amount of money to collect the $100,000 truck.
Well, on the $100,000 truck, it doesn't. But on the because there's so many $5,000 cars, it does. The $100,000 truck is going to ride the benefit, because when you pass a general statute, which is what he's saying the interpretation of this is, you also have to exempt all the $100,000 trucks.
I think the argument might be a little more clear possible by saying that all of the taxes that are perhaps collected in Sitka from the motor vehicle application only amount to enough money to pay for a person who collects his taxes, so that if you exempt all those motor vehicles, that person will lose his or her job, and so therefore the budget will be reduced, and so you don't really make up the difference. I understand the argument that's valid that you make.
But what I'm saying is if you put a maximum valuation on that, then, in fact, the municipality can exempt all motor vehicles with less than $10,000 valuation. And still, with a very minimal taxation effort, tax the $100,000 truck. In my interest is the effect on the homeowner that's going to end up paying the taxes. Now, this is not one of the areas, probably the one that really causes the offset, is the boat tax.
There would be a couple of problems with placing a ceiling value or a minimum value on the properties. The first one is that there are so many motor vehicles that are owned by residents of communities, taxing jurisdictions, that if the assessor tried to establish a firm market value and prove that value being above $10,000 or some other level, that I think it would invite appeals. So it could cause lots of appeal problems to municipalities where those field problems do not exist now. And typically, municipalities, when they do assess at quote, full and true value, unquote, actually assess according to some blue book figure or something lower than market value. So the assessor would be put in, or the municipality would be put in a position of proving that motor vehicle is worth $10,100 rather than $9,000, which brings up the other problem that we can think of, and that is that values tend to gravitate toward the point of exemption where you have some level of dollar level of exemption, so that before long all motor vehicles are assessed at $9,999, for example,
that's not that extreme, but there is a tendency in that direction.
You've got the same thing in the household furniture exemption. Well, basically, everybody's household furniture, no matter what its value, is exempted all over the state.
That's
and yet the statute says $500. Well, $500 doesn't buy a good sofa anymore.
No, not exactly. You find the rest of the money of the household furnishings, everything in excess of $500 in a different section. So it is exempted. It's unexempted. It's in the optional exemption section. Everyone's got that. That's why. It does say $500 in the required exemption section for household furniture and so forth, but then in the optional section it says everything over 500 if it has to go.
Could I ask the sponsor, Bill, Senator, would you have any objection if I were to go to an attorney and see if there's some way we can write this so that we could accomplish what I'm talking about and at the same time accomplish what you're talking about? You're thinking of one really isolated community in the sense that it's not hooked together by the main highway system.
If you're going to include what is happening in the communities that are also exempt at the present time, if you want to look at how they're handling it, maybe you're going to open a big bag of worms. I don't know. I don't think it's really that big of an issue. I don't think we want to rewrite the municipal code. We're just asking to be treated like others have been treated in the past.
Well, that's true, but when we write this in here, here's what's liable to happen. And I just checked on it. That particular section that comes under the municipal code is petitionable. In other words, we write this in here, people can go out and put on the ballot then exemption of motor vehicles. It isn't a petitionable part of the code. And if you put it on the ballot, the automobiles were going to be exempt from taxation. People are going to do that. Say, put on about automobiles, motor vehicles. They would think, my automobile, I won't have to pay taxes anymore on my automobile. But at the same time, that might have some severe problems on a local unit of local government, since it is a petitionable part of the code. And what I'd like to be able to do would be to just take... see if there is not some way that we could write it so that the municipality may be able to exempt different classes of motor vehicles as opposed to motor vehicles as a broad class. Follow what I'm saying? Any or all of them. It would get you where you wanted to go, and then it would also allow the other municipalities to exempt those areas where they have a tremendous amount of difficulty collecting their taxes, where they have to have a lot of overhead to collect those taxes. It would allow them to do that, but continue to, getting back to Senator Halford's point, to be able to reduce overhead expenses, but at the same time not significantly shifting tax burdens.
I'm not the sponsor, Bill, but I have now.
Yeah.
This thing doesn't have to be passed today. However, I don't really have any problem with the people in the community being able to petition and be relieved of certain things by a referendum.
I don't either.
I don't have any problem with that.
I don't either, but what I'm saying is that if they do that, they may if it's all motor vehicles, all commercial vehicles then would have to come under that. Motor vehicles, I'm assuming the definition of a motor vehicle is something that has to have a license to operate. Is that right?
That's probably a little more extensive than that, but I think in this context it would be. The point being that the household furnishings and personal property of a homeowner is interpreted by many assessors as being the snow machine and the motorcycle if it's not licensed.
The road and all that. Yeah. But it's right in that area somewhere. What I was going to say is that we would bring this bill back up and at your convenience.
I'd only need a couple of days. We've discussed this back and forth a lot. with those people that helped draft the Title 29, what we finally ended up writing in Title 29 revision was they may exempt all personal property taxes, not saying vehicles or, you know, just all personal property taxes. I personally have a lot of difficulty with that because personal property includes all heavy equipment. It may include the platforms and the Cook Inlet because they are removable as a definition of personal property. But that was the wishes of that particular committee, that that be written that way, and that's the way it was introduced. What I'm saying is that having been connected with a municipality that had 40, 50, 60,000 tax accounts, including the personal property tax accounts, that we spent an inordinate amount of time trying to collect on vehicles, trying to make determination of whether all vehicles had been reported in order to have a fair tax. Now, if you're going to have a tax, you have the obligation to administer it fairly. And we've been searching for a method in which to be able to exempt those pieces of personal property that really were difficult to collect and time-consuming to collect and costly to collect from. Now, maybe there have been some things happened since I left local government, because what you said a while ago was something that I was not familiar with, that have the tax assessors essentially got together and said, we will say snow machines and three-wheelers are part of the household.
There are different interpretations.
That's pretty damn thin.
There are different interpretations, but I think the law actually says something like personal property of the householder or some such thing. So, different municipalities interpret things in different ways.
Yeah.
But no, the assessors have not all gotten together and said that, and they are not consistent with that approach.
Okay, Senator, if I could then, I would request that we hold the bill. I would also request that you schedule another hearing a week from today. If we cannot get a way to get around that, then I have no objection to the bill going forward. Is that okay, Senator Lyson? Okay.
With no objection, so ordered. Anything else come before the committee? If not, we're adjourned.